joining me. You're listening to America Tonight on the GCN Radio Network. When you're away from your local radio station, you can always log on to GCNLive.com. You can listen to this program in archive form, in podcast form, in on-demand form. Kate Delaney is your regular host. She's been over in Ireland doing broadcasts earlier this week and checking out the Emerald Isle, and she handed the keys to the show over to me for a couple of nights, and it's a great honor to be with you guys here tonight. Charles is behind the board running the Master Control Studios in Minnesota. I'm here in my humble suburban Boston locale. Actually pretty close to the Atlantic Ocean. I used to live about 25 miles west of Boston. I now live much closer to Boston, at about 150 feet away from the Atlantic Ocean. So it's only going to be for 9 months, but nevertheless having some fun here, and that's what we're doing here on the program, and we'd love to hear from you. A little bit earlier in the show, I was talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Let me just run down those once again. And if you've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's in Cleveland, Ohio. I once did a broadcast from there. I would highly recommend it. It's a very unique building, lots of cool things. There's a great little movie that they show you, showcasing all the people that are inducted into the Hall of Fame. And you can check out a lot of great rock and roll memorabilia, and even cars are in there. ZZ Top's Eliminator, which was one of the band's albums from 1983 that really kind of launched them into superstardom during the MTV years, is right there in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But for 2012, some first-time nominees include Rush, Deep Purple, Public Enemy, and NWA. They join returnees Heart, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, Randy Newman, and Donna Summer, along with the German group named Kraftwerk, along with the New Orleans funk of the band called The Meters, the blues of Albert King, who's just a great blues player from the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Also, it's the sixth time on the ballot for Donna Summer, but it's the first since her death in May at the age of 63. The band Chic, which was put together by two gentlemen, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers, certainly, in my opinion, the best band from the disco era. These guys went on to become superstar producers during the 1980s. They're also nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I'm going to throw out a trivia question there for you, and it's going to be kind of a, well, it's kind of more of a poll than a trivia question. We won't tax you this time of the night with a trivia question. We'll just make it a poll question. Number one, who's your favorite musical act of all time? It could be somebody from the 1940s, if you're into big bands. It can be from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, right up to today. Who's your favorite band or singer of all time? And we also would like to ask you the companion question, is something I've heard asked a number of times in different venues, but I've never asked it on air before. If you could have dinner with anybody from the past or the present in history, who would you like to sit down and have dinner with? You could have dinner with Muhammad Ali, following suits with our guest in the last hour of the broadcast, James E. Smith, hosted In This Corner TV, or you could have dinner with George Washington. So I'd really love to hear your answers to those two questions at 855-266-5283. Charles is behind the board taking your calls, 855-266-5283. Who's your favorite band or singer of all time and why? And also, who would you like to, if you had the opportunity, if you could wave the magic wand and have dinner with somebody from the past or from history, who would that person be and why? 855-266-5283. It's interesting to see how the media has changed. I have been in broadcasting, as I said to Charles, my producer, filling in for Matt here tonight in the latter half of the broadcast. I started in this business as a teenager, barely 17 years of age in music radio, and did that throughout college and then 10 years thereafter. Spent a couple of years in national sports, and for the last 20 years I've been doing talk radio, specializing in automotive talk, not fixing automotive talk, but more car enthusiast talk, and also doing shows like this. I love doing the overnight programs because all the cool people are out there at night, as far as I'm concerned. It's become much more of a 24-hour world as we see more and more people working the third shift. So if you're coming off your third shift, we'd really love to hear from you. If you want to chime in about your all-time favorite band or singer, we would love to hear from you. Or if you'd like to answer the question, who you would like to sit down with at dinner, it could be somebody from the present, somebody from the past, somebody personally close to you, or a famous historical figure, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. When I first started in radio 18 years ago, there were a number of services that disc jockeys and such used to have to subscribe to in order to get wacky news. But nowadays, you don't have to subscribe to that stuff, because all you have to do is to go on to a website like yahoo.com. And there's more stuff there that I can't believe that makes for interesting reading. You know, it's rather bizarre the way America has become a nation fascinated with celebrities and fascinated with a lot of trivial things. There's no other way to say it. You know, meanwhile, you know, we could be on the brink of economic collapse or the brink of war, or, you know, meanwhile, you know, the terrorists are planning a major attack on us, but we're worried about what Justin Bieber's mom is up to, or we're worried about some reality show. I mean, if you log on to yahoo.com right now at this moment, I mean, they've got a story up about a couple of guys who were kicked out of an all-you-can-eat restaurant. That's the kind of stuff that is permeating the news today. 855-266-5283, your all-time favorite musician, singer, who would you like to sit down and have dinner with? 855-266-5283. This is America Tonight.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Number is 855-266-5283. The name of the program is America Tonight. I am filling in for Kate Delaney, your regular host, and my name is Bob Long. Kate's got a cool website, americatonight.net. Check that one out. Kate will be back with you over the next couple of days. She's been in Ireland broadcasting and doing a little sightseeing there. So hope she had a great time, and it's always a pleasure to spend this time with you guys here on the other side of the radio, as this is one of my favorite times to be on the air. It's a great time, and it's a great time to throw out kind of interesting poll questions like I've done. And the question I have for you is your favorite band or musician of all time. You don't have to limit it to one particular person. You can give me a list if you'd like. And also, who would you like to sit down and have dinner with? If you can have dinner with anybody, somebody from the news today, some celebrity, some sports hero, or somebody from the past historically, we'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283. Matt started out the show as a producer, replaced by Charles. And Charles, I'm going to put you on the spot as you run Master Control there at GCN in Minnesota. You and I are both radio geeks, and we both love our music. Who are some of your favorite singers and bands of all time?
I go back to, like, the 80s. I'm into Peter Gabriel and Howard Jones.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Would you consider the So album Peter Gabriel's best work, or which album is Peter Gabriel's best, in your opinion?
So is one of my favorites, yeah. So is awesome.
And Howard Jones is a very very good choice, a very kind of underrated musician. I know my wife, when she was in school, saw him in concert a number of times, but I understand he's a great performer.
Yes, I saw him when I was 7, and it was an amazing show, and I'm a keyboardist, so of course he's a role model of mine, and that was awesome.
What do you think of the music today, the music of 2012?
I think the indie market is really where the music is right now. It's really independent. People are making YouTube videos, and the pop market's doing what the pop market's always done, and I'm out of touch with it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And as we were talking a little bit off air, you know, the video generation has changed a lot of things. There are a lot of musicians who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today, matter of fact, I'd say 75, 80, 90% of them, who today probably couldn't get a record contract strictly on looks alone, because a lot of these, you know, great artists, composers, singers, bands, they weren't that good looking.
Right. I agree.
There's no other way to put it. Well, Charles, thanks so much for popping on the air and keep up the good work behind the board. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. My musical tastes run the gamut. I was an only child of older parents. My dad, who I lost in 1992, was 47 years old when I was born. And my mom was 43 years old when I was born. And so they had grown up with the big band era. So I was exposed to a lot of that music, the music of the 30s and 40s. And so I have a great appreciation for American standards as well as jazz and blues. I love all kinds of rock and roll, but again, my favorite decades of rock and roll happen to be the 70s and 80s, and I have a pet peeve about people making fun of the 70s because there are so many bands, so many people, you know, people who became superstars. Prince, for example, became a superstar in the 80s. He's out of Minnesota, just as our network is, but Prince was on the charts in the 1970s, released a number of albums in the 1970s. People don't realize that. There are just so many people, when I stop and think about people that became big stars in the 80s, and you think that they were overnight sensations, where in reality they had been developing their skills and had released albums during the 1970s. So we'll continue to poll you at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Your all-time favorite musician or singer, or singers or band, we'd love to hear from you. Or you can shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. I'm going to check my email in a moment, but here's another one of these wacky stories. Again, years ago, as a former disc jockey, used to have to pay to get these stories. Now they're all over. New York teens are paying valets to store their cell phones. There's money to be made. I tell you, it's a terrible economy out there. What is it, 26 million people, at least? That's just what they're telling us, are unemployed. In reality, there's a whole ton of people who fall under the radar scope, who are unemployed or have just plain given up or graduated from college last year and still haven't found a job, or somebody who's self-employed, you know, like myself. I'm a contract employee for some radio stuff, but, you know, my economic situation is horrific compared to it was 2 years ago. It is totally different. But still, there are people out there, entrepreneurs. That's a great thing about America. I have come across a lot of people in my field of automotive stuff. There's a friend of mine who started a business in 1968 selling Corvette accessories. He went to a bank and got a $500 loan. Imagine that, getting a $500 loan from a bank, and then some 30, 40 years later, his company does millions of dollars a year in Corvette and Volkswagen accessories. So it still can be done. But this one I find kind of humorous. Right off the Associated Press and Yahoo, thousands of teenagers who can't take their cell phones to school have another option, courtesy of a new booming industry of sorts in New York City. They pay a dollar a day to leave their cell phone in a truck that's parked nearby. Students might resent an expense that adds up to about $180 a year, but even so, leaving a phone at one of the trucks in the morning and then picking it up at the end of the day has become routine for city teenagers getting dressed and riding the morning rush subway. So, you know, that's pretty cool, I must admit. Some entrepreneur thought that up, because they're evidently banning the cell phones, hallelujah, from schools. And so these kids are basically valeting their cell phones, and somebody's making a lot of money out of it. There's a picture of it. It looks like an old ice cream truck that somebody has converted into an electronic device storage system. open all school days. Big signs on the side here, and there's a huge line of kids lined up, you know, checking their cell phone. So how sick is that in a way? I don't know. It's the whole world is a little wacky as far as I'm concerned. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So who are my favorite bands of all time, singers of all time? That's a really tough one. I'll give you I'll give you some of my favorites. I have so many we could make a whole broadcast out of that. But I have tremendous respect for the band Steely Dan, which is celebrating 40 years. It's been 40 years since the release of 1972's Can't Buy a Thrill. And to be honest with you, I wasn't, you know, I enjoyed Steely Dan's music as a kid, but I wasn't into it, you know, really as deeply as I am now. You know, I would put myself up there as being one of their biggest fans of the entire world, you know, until I got into my 30s, really. That's when I really started, you know, enjoying. This is music you can listen to over and over and over again. The lyrics are very complex and intriguing. The music is very complex. This is just great stuff. And if you ever have the chance to see Steely Dan in concert, or if you get a chance to see Donald Fagen, the lead singer and co-founder, I mean, these guys are real deal musicians. They're just amazing. Another guy that I have tremendous fondness for is Boz Scaggs, who came on the scene actually, you know, making his big splash in the middle 70s with an album called Silk Degrees, but actually started his career in the 1960s with Steve Miller. They went to high school together. And he was in the original Steve Miller Band, and Boz is still out there today and gets better and better. And that's just a couple of my favorites. I love the Eagles, too. And, there's a ton that I love. I won't shine a spotlight on me. We'll shine it on you at 855-266-5283. America Tonight continues after these messages. Don't go away.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting. Using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations. But Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. What a great bump there from the 1970s and the Average White Band. What's your all-time favorite band or singer? That's what I'd like to ask you. 855-266-5283 or the often asked question, if you could sit down and have dinner with somebody from the past, the present, who would it be? Would it be somebody close to you personally, some celebrity, some athlete, somebody from historical times, from biblical times? Who would it be? 855-266-5283. I continue to look around at some of the wacky stories on Yahoo.com. I'll also give them a plug here. This one I should read because I am the proud dad of a 2-year-old. Her name is Lucy. And she's truly the light of my life, and she at times can be a little bit difficult. There's a story up here on Yahoo.com, the secret weapon to tame a tantrum, act like a toddler. So I gotta read this one a little later on. Any advice for me as a father of a 2-year-old? She was a wonderful baby. She's beginning to show her independence a little bit now. So my wife and I are having to deal with some new issues. So if you have raised a whole slew of kids in your time and you'd like to give a late-in-life dad some words of advice, I'll be happy to take them at 855-266-5283. Well, here's another story, once again, just showing you where the American appetite lies. What's going to happen to the stars of the Jersey Shore show now that it's off the air? That's the kind of thing that's going to keep us up late at night. I mean, right now, if you're lying in bed and you can't sleep, I'm sure one of the reasons has to be you're concerned about the people that were on the show, if you want to call it that, Jersey Shore. I mean, I saw the thing once or twice and couldn't stand it. I don't think I even could sit through one complete episode. But my wife is from New Jersey and vacationed once on Long Island Beach in New Jersey. And wanted to check it out because saw some of the famous sites there that they showed in the show. And boy, oh boy, what a piece of junk that show was. 855-266-5283. Again, all kinds of interesting things here that without question you would never find years ago in any kind of magazine or newspaper or anything else. Here's a story, as I mentioned a little bit earlier in the hour, about you know, some restaurants from time to time have these buffets, all you can eat. Well, here's two hungry friends have been banned from an all-you-can-eat spot. Are you ready for the inside scoop on this? They are called Greedy Eaters, and these two gentlemen have been banned from the all-you-can-eat deal. If you're curious to know more about this story, let me tell you more about the story here. This is a... it's not the first time I've heard this, but it comes from the United Kingdom. There's a Mongolian barbecue that offers all you can eat for about £12, which in U.S. dollars averages about $19. Well, that's all fine and good, unless your name happens to be either George Dalman or Andy Miles. Why? Because George and Andy have been going there for years, eating five plates a sitting. The owner finally had enough and banned them from life. Banned them for life. So what's so wrong with a couple of big dudes being friends and stuffing their faces? Well, I don't know. Now that I read that, I can understand a little bit. I mean, if they've been doing that for years, five plates at a time, I can understand the owner being a little bit upset about that situation. But that story has been played out before with other people who weren't regulars coming into restaurants. So that's kind of an interesting one, but not as interesting as I thought it was going to be. Another story that is trending right now on Yahoo.com is about the new Die Hard trailer. What is it? Again, here I go ranting, which I shouldn't be doing a rant, but I'll do a rant. What has happened to creativity? Why is it that we have to have remakes of so many old movies? Why can't somebody write a new movie? It just seems like there are so many sequels to movies these days. Or it seems like in some cases it's the same movie just with a different name. Of course, you know, the initial Die Hards were great movies, but, you know, they say, first look at the explosive new Die Hard trailer. Bruce Willis takes another turn as John McClane and looks to be just as destructive as ever. What do you think about that? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Looking at some emails here at bob@boblongradio.com as far as all-time favorite bands or singers. Numerable votes here for the Beatles. That makes a whole lot of sense. The Rolling Stones. Here's a vote for Old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. Another vote here. This one is for somebody from more modern times. A vote for rap R&B singer Rihanna. Who's your all-time favorite singer or band? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Looking at the email a little bit further, we've got some votes here. Two votes for Tony Bennett, who actually Frank Sinatra called the greatest singer of all time. Here's a number of votes for the Eagles. I have tremendous respect for the Eagles. If you ever get the chance to see the Eagles in concert, they charge a whole lot for their tickets, but it's worth it at least once in your lifetime if you have the means to get to one of their concerts. Because, you know, I mean, where else do you see a band that has four lead singers in it? You've got Glenn Frey, you've got Don Henley, you've got Joe Walsh, you've got Timothy B. Schmidt. four lead singers in one band. The only other band that I can think of with four lead singers were the Beatles. Nobody else is doing that. Fleetwood Mac at one time had three lead singers with Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. Christine McVie is retired, so now they just have two lead singers. Can somebody out there point out to me perhaps another band which has more than four lead singers in a band? And the thing about the Eagles, too, is, you know, again, they did their vast majority of work in the 1970s. Their return to action was in 1992, which was an album and a DVD. I believe it's the best-selling music DVD of all time, named after the album of the same name, Hell Freezes Over. And that was the thing that Don Henley, the co-founder, along with Glenn Frey of the Eagles, said when the Eagles broke up in 1981, after the release of their long-run album. After a lot of fighting amongst themselves, the reporter asked him, you know, when will the Eagles get back together? And he said, when hell freezes over. Of course, Don Henley went on to have much great success in the 1980s with a lot of solo albums in the 90s as well. Glenn Frey also had success, not quite as big as Don Henley as far as album sales and recognition, but certainly had a lot of great hit singles. Joe Walsh, you know, continues to turn out new stuff. He's got a brand new album out right now called Analog Man, produced by Jeff Lynne of Electric Light Orchestra, which is a cool song, kind of talking about being an analog man in the digital world, and I can relate to that. I love modern technology, but we've lost a lot, too, in this day of email and Facebook and Google this and Google that and Skype this and Skype that. You know, it's just the world is not the same world that it was. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you need to tell me that I'm totally off base with this. 855-266-5283. But another performer that I've had the pleasure of seeing multiple times who I have great respect for is Bob Seger. This is a guy that started in the early 1960s, really didn't make it into the middle 70s. He is a guy that I have respect for personally. I know some members of his band. Didn't go through his fortunes. He was very careful with his money. I know his manager. He's a very famous guy named Punch Andrews, and they were very smart with his money, and Bob sold his wild oats, so to speak. He didn't get married until he was like 47 years old, had his first child at like 48 and his second child at 51, and then basically took a whole slew of years off to help raise his kids. And last year when he was on tour, he actually, you know, had both his daughter, who is now 16 years of age, came up on stage and became part of his backup trio of female singers, and his son, who's a freshman in college and a trombone player, horn player, played actually in the horn section, and it was all a setup for Bob. Great respect for him. Great respect for Bruce Springsteen as well. Telephone number is 855-266-5283. Your favorite singer band of all time. This is America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To Charles for pulling that up. That's a great album produced by Jeff Lynne, as I mentioned, from ELO. And I'm friends with Elliot Shiner, who resides in Connecticut, where we have our great radio station WICC, six-time Grammy-winning recording engineer, producer. He's also won a Emmy, and I believe he's won an Oscar as well for sound recording. And he's friends with Joe Walsh, and he's told me some great stories about Joe. If you buy the Eagles Farewell Tour number one, they call it DVD, because they're going to continue to tour for a little while longer. As Glenn Frey says, there'll be Farewell Tour number two, no doubt. There's a great Joe Walsh song on there that you can't get anywhere else that is written about Joe giving up drinking. It's called One Day at a Time. And he basically says he only got drunk once, but it was for 20 years. He's no longer drinking. 855-266-5283, or as Charles, my producer, said, of course he is a drinker because he's a musician. You have to be. You know, what is it about being a creative person, an artist, a writer that seems to draw people into substance abuse, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, or whether it's something else? It's very common. It's not only musicians, it's writers. I've known a number of broadcasters with problems. As I was telling Charles off the air, I know a very famous talk show host. This guy is considered a legendary talk show host, one of the top 20 talk show hosts of all time. And I know for a fact that this man, still today, who's on the air at a rather advanced age, he drinks scotch while he's on the air. And his listeners don't know that, but he's drinking scotch the whole time. Our telephone number is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Still polling you here on your favorite musician or band of all time. Beatles continue to get votes. Let's see, more for Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra is come up significant. Elvis Presley, of course. Bruce Springsteen, number of folks writing me, Bruce Springsteen makes the list here. That's definitely coming up the charts, so to speak. Who else have we got in here? Queen, Freddie Mercury, what a great vocalist, what a great band Queen was. Rolling Stones, I'm not so big into the Rolling Stones. I have a friend who basically has a band, and he writes his own songs, and he thinks he's Mick Jagger. Well, guess what? He isn't. And I don't know why he's fixated with Mick Jagger. Of course, there was a hit song, a pop song recently. I can't remember who did it, but the song was Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5 or somebody else. I don't know who it is. But anyway, it was a popular song and on American Idol and all that kind of stuff. But personally, the Rolling Stones aren't. My favorite Rolling Stones album is the 1981 album called Tattoo You. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. This is an interesting story for all of our listeners in New England, and we have many in the six New England states, in Maine, in Connecticut. I have called out to our WICC affiliate a number of times because know the program director down there, Kurt Hansen. I've known him for many, many years when I was with another network, and he's a great radio guy. I've had a couple of friends that have been local hosts down there, great radio station, 600 on the dial, getting to Long Island, into New York City as well. What do you think of this story, you New Englanders, that Kurt Schilling, one of the stars of the 2004 world champion Boston Red Sox, winning the World Series for the first time since 1918, he may be forced to sell his bloody sock from the 2004 American League Championship Series against the New York Yankees. This was Game 6 of the 2004 ALCS. Of course, I saw that game. What's happened to Kurt? Well, Kurt is tapped out financially. He personally invested $50 million into a company that also received money from Rhode Island taxpayers. And I know it was some sort of multimedia company. What do you think? You Red Sox fans down there in Connecticut listening on WICC. I know we're also in Yankee territory down there as well. But what do you think about Kurt Schilling being forced to sell his sock from the 2004 American League Championship Series, the bloody sock? And how much is it going to bring? Who's going to pay a huge amount of money? Of course, somebody will. But here's the estimates. ESPN says the sock in the past, Kurt Schilling has been told that it could fetch anywhere from $600,000 to over $1 million. Those estimates, however, were made both before the economy and the Boston Red Sox collapsed. And that's certainly what the Boston Red Sox have done, imploded. And I think it's going to be a lot of years before they're back as a contender, And it's a shame because the folks up here in the New England area absolutely adore the Red Sox. I have a good friend in California who's a huge Red Sox fan, and she comes here to Boston just to see the Red Sox and goes around the country to see the Red Sox. So there were a lot of people part of Red Sox Nation. Of course, the Red Sox fired their manager today. No big surprise there. I'm surprised he wasn't killed because the people here in this town are that sports crazy. But there's no way that that sock, in my opinion, is going to get $600,000 to over $1 million unless there's just some totally insane Red Sox fanatic who's got more money than, I hate to say it, brains, and is willing to buy that sock. It will be interesting to monitor that situation. Too bad about Curt Schilling investing that $50 million of his own money. But imagine having $50 million to invest into anything. That just boggles my mind right there in itself. Again, maybe I'm a little bit too old school, but I remember, you know, some of the great athletes of the 60s and 70s and 80s. I mean, you know, people that are in the Hall of Fame, you know, that didn't make even a fraction of that kind of money. Great player for the Boston Red Sox, Carl Yastrzemski, in the late 60s, was making $100,000 after winning the Triple Crown. No one has won the Triple Crown since Carl Yastrzemski won it in 1967. He was making $100,000. Of course, it was a different world then, but nevertheless, the millions that are paid today to, let's say, less than stellar athletes, in my opinion. 855-266-5283 is our toll-free line from around North America. Taking a drink on air here, though, for all of you kids in broadcasting school. I'm not drinking scotch, though. Maybe that's my mistake, why I haven't made my fortune yet in broadcasting. Don't drink on the air. For all you broadcasting students out there, there's a great broadcasting school all over the country, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I don't know if they tell you the inside scoop here, but don't drink on air. Or maybe you should drink on air. I don't know. We'll leave that up to you to decide. I want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast. Number one, Kate Delaney, for allowing me to sit in here. I want to thank Matt Johnson and the amazing Charles, producer-wise. And I want to thank everybody who emailed me. My name is Bob Lawn. For Kate Delaney, you've been listening to America Tonight.
Heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.